They were talking about incense and smelling the incense of God. And in the incense song, I prayed about it, and then I smelled the incense of God.
That's brilliant. Isn't that beautiful? Wow, so you became aware of God. Sharon, do you want to come? This is Sharon. And I just want to honour you as well. Where's Brian? Brian and Sharon. They just make things happen. Oh, Brian's out the back again. So much for us in this place. They're incredibly gifted people, but I just want to honour you, actually, as you got up. For all that you do and how much you love and serve us. So what God has been doing with you, Sharon?
Well, when Marjorie asked me to come and stand up here, I thought, well, what am I going to say? Because we've had 3 days of just kind of being bombarded with the truths of God, with his love, with who he is, who we are, people being healed emotionally and physically. And I'm still trying to process it all because there's so much there. God is so amazing. And I think the one thing I would say that really challenged me was, if God is as big as that, and if he is as powerful as that, and has that much love, then why am I still trying to control things in my life? Why am I still afraid of things? Why do I still feel that I can't step out and just take the challenges that he puts in front of me? And I just think that if we really keep in perspective who God is and what he's done, that there's a boldness that will just come from that. And that's what's challenged me. And so, I told Marjorie at the beginning of this journey that I was willing to be stretched. I told God I was willing to be stretched. And I was a bit scared of that. I thought, what have I got myself into? But this weekend, God's just reassured me that he is enough. And that actually the adventure and the journey with him is going to be much better than my own idea of what I can do and what I feel like I want to do. So
that's wonderful, isn't it? Let's give her a chair. Do you want to pray for her, Steph? There's something about the adventure of God as well that we're reminded, you know, if there's anything in anybody's head here this morning that's told you that following God or Christianity is boring, I want to just remind you that that's religion. You know, religion kills a relationship with God, and it kills everything that following God is meant to be. Because as Sharon was sharing, it's the wildest adventure of our lives. So let's just hold that. That may speak to somebody this morning. And finally, Stephen, you want to come and share something? Great. What's God been doing with you?
Through this weekend, and all this week, I've been thinking, why is God ignoring me? I can't hear God when I'm asleep, like other people in my family, like other people as well. I'm like, why am I rejected? And then I went to Friday night to a to the conference, and wow, just wow. I was on my floor. I was on the floor. I was on my knees. I was crying because the Holy Spirit was filling me, and I was like, "So this is what it feels like." And that just cheered me up so much. So.
That's wonderful. Will you pray for him, guys? Yeah. That's wonderful because we want to actually pray for all the children this morning to know God. So. Duncan and Nick, will you just pray for him right now? That's great. And Stephen.
All right. Well, one of the things that we were asked to say was, I choose to be born. And when I tried to say it, I couldn't. And when I faced straight into that, I found something very painful inside me. And the Holy Spirit sort of took me back to a time just before I was born, and gave me awareness of what was happening at that time, and how it was very traumatic for my mother and very painful for me. And so I had to have some ministry on that and bring that to the light. Now, this morning I woke up and a little voice inside me that wasn't God, it was the child of me, said, "Oh, I want to be alive." And it's like that has never happened in my life before.
That's wonderful. Let's give him a cheer. That's really great. John. to worship God and continue in that. And then shortly we'll be releasing the children out to groups.